welcome back. And that was one heck of a first hour. Reverse Speech has, as it always does, presented the truth. And David has blown open the communist Chinese war, the bioweapons, the warfare that has now been released has never been more clearly demonstrated than in the case of hearing it right from the mouth of the Chinese ambassador to the U.S. Think about it. It's all there. The war against whites is in full swing now. And before this hour is up, if we have time, I'll reread that section from the speech of the CCP vice chairman for the military. He said it all, and that was 16 years ago, and it will absolutely synchronize with what we're hearing, thanks to David and Reverse Speech from the Chinese ambassador. It's the hiding of it, it's game over. It's out in the open now, and this is not going to go away. So, David, congratulations, and carry on. Let's go.
This show needs to be shared far and wide. I'll get you to email me the links as soon as you've got it, okay?
You got it. Yep.
Yeah. And watch for China to recall their ambassador in the next 1 or 2 weeks. Once they get Once they get the hint of this broadcast. All right. This verse, I don't really know what it means, but let's play it anyway.
If we have a close look at the history of our relation since Nixon's visit to China or since Dr. Kissinger's visit to China.
It just simply says they nearly forgot.
Clear as a bell.
Yeah, not too sure what he means by it, but anyway, there we go. Incidentally, all these reversals, as you can see, I've got quite a few. We still got an hour to go. I think I'll get through them all. But this took me about 3 days to do, this guy, whilst I was running my practice and writing my book. So I've been a very busy boy. All right, next one along.
So the Hong Kong SAR government decided that if the election goes as planned, the risk, the danger of the pandemic spreading even wider would be very serious.
Oh, I'm really touched by his concern. I really am.
I'm going for the box of tissues right now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Reversal says, we serve evil.
We serve evil.
We serve evil.
Oh my God. Oh my. Oh my. Every letter is clear to the ear. Every syllable. Oh, do they ever.
Let's play it again, forwards and backwards.
So, the Hong Kong SAR government decided that if the election goes as planned, the risk, the danger of the pandemic spreading even wider would be very serious.
We serve evil.
We serve evil.
We serve evil. We serve evil.
How can anyone at this point, if they're honest at all, have any doubt about Reverse Speech? No honest individual can. I mean, not just tonight, but the 38 years of work you've done. And tonight is kind of the cat's meow. This is the big expose. This is stunning.
Yeah, wow. This is what the last 38 years have been leading up to, if you really want to know, to get ready for this.
Right. Yeah.
To get ready for this. All right, next one along.
And actually, Hong Kong should have enacted its own law for national security.
I see the planet run. I think what he means by that is everyone's running for cover. You know, they're all running around like chooks.
Let me What did he say? It's a little bit broken up here. Reversal.
I see the planet run. I see the planet run. Yeah, play it again.
Okay.
No, hang on. There we go. Now.
Okay. Please play the forwards.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. Here we go.
And actually, Hong Kong should have enacted its own law for national security.
Talking about Hong Kong.
Well, okay. I think what he's saying is that he, as a communist, a CCP party member, which now controls Hong Kong, sees the planet, i.e. Hong Kong, run according to the dictates of the Communist Chinese Party. He sees it run the way they want it.
Okay, sure. Yeah, I totally agree with that interpretation. Okay, all right. Now he's talking about China's finances. Not China, Hong Kong's, sorry.
So the absence of Hong Kong's own law about national security has led to a lot of serious consequences. People see rising violence in Hong Kong.
He says, so lease the dollar.
So lease the dollar.
So lease the dollar.
I think that's leveraging, you know, just leveraging money.
Sure.
Using
sure.
Hong Kong somehow to do all that.
Right. The party is just about to force the digital yuan on the masses of Chinese. To force it on them. Yeah. And
well,
that's another move, an anti-dollar move. So.
Yeah. So. Yep. All right, next one. Where are we? Here we go.
That's why we are working with the ASEAN countries over the years. I myself worked for quite a few years with the ASEAN countries.
Don't they use the dark path a wolf?
Do they use the dark path a wolf?
Do they use the dark path a wolf?
Do they use the dark path, the wolf? Let me play it again.
The ASEAN countries. Do they use the dark path?
Yes, do.
Do they use the dark path?
Do they, sorry for stepping on that. Use the dark path of the wolf? The dark path of the wolf?
Yeah, that would make sense. Yeah. It's just musing, just talking, you know. Okay, all right, next one along. Here we go.
And we always believe that any territorial disputes should be resolved through negotiations by the parties directly concerned.
Yeah, right. They show the noose.
They show the noose.
They show the noose.
In other words, they're going to say to Hong Kong, toe the line or else. Okay?
Is he talking about noose or news? Yeah.
Well, I've got noose, N-O-O-S-E. Yeah, let's play it again.
Directly concerned.
It's noose. Yeah. In other words, Hong Kong's going to comply or else. Okay? Do what
Correct.
We say or we're going to kill you. That's basically what it means. Do what we say
That's
or we're
exactly
going to
exactly
right.
You.
Yep. Right. Then we've got... where are we? This one here. Here we go. Play.
I don't know what is happening between U.S. and Russia. Maybe we should... I do hope... We could have reason to be optimistic, but I don't know. We just pray that they will continue these treaties and keep the international strategic stability.
Help us lead it. In other words,
well, I think he wants more conflict between Russia and the U.S., so help us lead it. But when he talks about praying, can you imagine a communist praying? It's a hard one for me to wrap my mind around.
No, not at all. Not at all.
You see, I think that's what he's saying, though. Help us lead it. They want more conflict between Russia, Putin, and the U.S. They'd like that. That's good for them.
Oh, now here's a reversal that's not in Jeff's list. Huh, I wonder why it didn't make it to Jeff's list. Oh, I'm glad I saw it, because it's a wonderful one. I must have lost a page of Jeff's notes. Oh, that's just, okay, I better follow this here. Okay, wow. All right, wonder how I did that. I see the planet run. They show the news. Help us lead it. Anyway, listen to this one.
China has a very small amount of nuclear weapons. It's not at the same level. It's by far behind US and Russia.
Oh, run mess with our honesty.
Run mess with our honesty.
Run mess with our honesty. Run mess with our honesty.
In other words, he's lying through his teeth. Okay?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
lying
God.
Lying through his teeth.
Is that, David, is that second word possibly, he's talking about China. Did he call it nest? Nest?
I heard mess, but anyway, let's play it again. Here's the forwards.
China has a very small amount of nuclear weapons.
Yeah, right.
It's not at the same level. We are by far behind US and Russia.
Run mess with our honesty, or nest?
Well, mess with our honesty.
Well, mess with our honesty.
No, it's mess. It's mess.
Well, mess with our honesty.
A mess. Run mess without honesty. Yeah.
In other words, he's lying through his teeth. Okay, let's see.
I don't know how you found this. He just sat down and he was running his mouth for about, what, an hour? He just didn't stop.
Yeah, I know. Oh, it was a field day. Absolute field day. Yeah. I'm going to have to follow my ear because I think I've lost a page from Jeff's notes. The size seems better. Adolf beat the law. Okay, this is the next one. Okay, here we go.
So people are living in a much safer environment, and people can really enjoy good life there. This is happening to all the people there, without any distinction between the ethnic groups.
I think he's talking about Hong Kong, I'm not sure. Adolf beat the law.
Adolf beat the law.
Adolf beat the law. Adolf beat the law.
Of course, Adolf Hitler is going to overcome any obstacles, legal obstacles they've got, and they're just going to go ahead and do it. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Then we've got this one.
You know, among other things, David, you might have cost this man his job.
Well, that's what I said. We'll wait for him to be recalled over the next 1 or 2 weeks. Oh, dear. Now, this is an interesting reversal. Using the word Sydney. Anyway, so here we go.
If you talk about anything universal, you have to consider China itself has 20% of the global population. If you're counting countries like India, Africa, Latin American countries, the majority of the global population is very often not included in this universality.
And here he says, the lies serving me, Sydney.
The lies serving you, Sydney.
The lies serving you, Sydney. The lies serving you, Sydney.
Look, I don't know. A lot of people have said Australia is the test ground for this new world order.
Well, it may be the target for the CCP, and they like Sydney.
Yeah, they do. They're buying up all of Australia. They had warships off our coast a while back. Okay, then we've got this one here. Here we go. Still got a few to get through. I've been a busy boy, Jeff.
Yes, you have.
There have been all these meetings were quite positive. I would certainly look forward to more interaction like this, an effective working relationship between the two governments, between the two leaders.
Yeah, right. This is shallow, we cope. In other words, the relationship's just ridiculous. It's very shallow and surface, and we're just gritting our teeth and putting up with it. Okay, right. it's just a real arrogant thing to say, you know. This is an interesting one. This is a mirror image.
Are they really able to make that decision without Beijing's approval?
You see, Hong Kong has high degree of autonomy.
Well, when he says Hong Kong, he says backwards, Hong Kong busy.
Hong Kong busy.
Okay. Right.
Which may well mean that the CCP is consolidating every day its hold over Hong Kong. Very busy.
Sure. Yeah. It's just a mirror. Hong Kong. I thought it was quite...
That is interesting. Rough. You don't... Yeah.
All right, now we've got a single word. I know we don't document single words, but you'll see why I documented this one. Here's the forwards.
But I think what we have to do more and better now is to build mutual confidence.
Bullshit.
Oh, funny.
You see why I documented the single word?
Yeah.
Oh, dear me. Okay. Am I going to get through them all? Oh, yeah, we got half an hour. I'll get through them all. Oh, yeah, we're getting near the end now.
I have something I can read at the end that'll tie all of it together.
Sure. Yep. All right, okay, so here's the next one.
We have to enhance mutual understanding. And we have to enhance mutual respect. Try to have mutual accommodation.
Boost enemy servant.
You see, between two countries.
Sorry.
It's very similar to relation between two persons.
Boost enemy servant.
Boost enemy servant.
Well, I think just make them more of a servant. They're enemies, you know. What we're doing is going to, just make them more of our servants. It's the only thing I can think of. Okay.
Right.
Then we have this reversal. Here we go.
No, I think the decision to delay it was based on the assessment of the situation of the pandemic. This is the only reason. They cannot take the risk that more and more people would be affected and things could get out of control.
Bomb it.
The risk is too high for them.
Bomb it.
Bomb it.
I don't know whether he's predicting something in the future. I don't think so.
Go ahead. Just real quick, play the forwards again. Let's see what we can come up with.
Yeah, sure. Okay, here we go.
No, I think the decision to delay it was based on the assessment of the situation of the pandemic. This is the only reason. They cannot take the risk that more and more people would be affected and things could get out of control. The risk is just too high for them.
I don't know.
Well, he's talking about keeping things in control and a risk for the people when, in point of fact, they want this virus, they want the vaccine to wreak havoc, right? So bomb it. He's talking control, he's talking resolution, he's talking things that have nothing to do with what he's thinking, which are words of destruction. And turn it loose. Bomb it. We're going to bomb it. It's already loose, and it's going to get worse. So it kind of fits there.
I hope there's no doubts among any of your listeners out there now that China deliberately releases bioweapon onto the world.
None. There really can't. There can't be.
No, not after you hear all these reversals. No. Hugh, okay, this is an unsurprising reversal. It's not connected to the forwards at all, but its message is unsurprising.
And another example would be the current pandemic. I don't think any country can really handle this pandemic all by itself. Of course, now we are faced with somehow different situation in various countries because conditions vary in different countries.
I must sue TIP Taiwan. I must sue TIP Taiwan.
I must sue TIP Taiwan.
I must sue TIP Taiwan. I must sue TIP Taiwan.
Watch for China to go into Taiwan pretty quickly. Okay.
They're going to tip it over. That's what it sounds like.
They want it. They want Taiwan. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Everyone says that the window is kind of almost now or never in the next couple months. This is it for them. Time to make the move on Taiwan if they're going to. But again, they don't want to ruin the whole real estate there. They want it. So it's like Hong Kong. Okay.
Yep.
You want to go through the break? We can
do
that.
You can do the break. No, you can do the break.
Right.
I've only got six reversals left.
All right. Good. Very good. This will work out fine. All right, everyone. Wow. We'll be right back with more. Okay, we're back. More stunning reversals ahead. I've never heard more dynamite in one program, I don't think. Given the stakes that we're all facing, which is certainly catastrophic by many measures, this is a shocking revelation. A shocking confirmation, a revelation for some, but a confirmation for those who have been following this and who understand all about China. I remember back in the Clinton presidency when the Loral Corporation had built that satellite on top of a Chinese rocket, and they were using the Chinese to launch it, and for some reason the rocket failed, and the rocket fell down, and the satellite at the top of the rocket broke away, and there were Loral corporate people there and engineers there, and they went out after the crash. And when they got the satellite, they found that the satellite had already been stripped of much of its software before it was even put on the rocket to be launched.
Oh, yeah.
That's how devious the Chinese are.
I got a personal message for Joe Biden at the end of this show, so I'm sure that he will get it.
Good.
All right. Okay, so next reversal.
No, I'm here representing...
Oh, sorry.
I had a mistake in my government.
Let me start that again. That volume was way too loud.
No, I'm here representing my head of state and my government, not any particular individual.
My government helps with the harm.
There you go.
Doesn't help with it. It instigates it. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. They're helping harming the planet. That's what it means.
Yep.
So another straight out confession. Okay. Then we've got this one here.
So much fabrication so far.
And simply says, our force.
Our force.
Our force. Our force.
Yep. It's just their force. Look, this one's really got nothing to do with it, but I'll play it anyway. I'm not too sure what it means, but let's just play it.
So I hope this will be the beginning of a long process of dialogue, communication, and hopefully coordination between the two sides.
They sought my lover.
They sought my lover.
They sought my lover. They sought my lover.
The only thing I can think of is the CCP is hanging something over his head to do with his personal life. That's the only thing I can think of.
What was the second word?
Sought. I got sought.
I think I heard, and it might make sense, sourced.
Oh, okay. Let's play it again.
Coordination between the two sides. That's sourced my lover.
That's sourced my lover.
Ooh.
That's sourced my lover.
That's close.
You hear the D?
Yeah.
You hear
yeah,
the D on the end of it?
Yeah,
they sourced my lover. In other words, they questioned her. They whatever.
Yeah. Something to do with the CCP having control over him.
Sure.
Oh, here's a classic reversal. I burst out laughing when I found this one. Here we go.
So we believe our future lies in the joint efforts to build such a global community, not to divide the world into different camps.
Go with our biggest con.
Go with our biggest con.
Go with our biggest con. Go with our biggest con.
This is the biggest con China has ever pulled on the world. They've been planning
It could also be, it almost sounds like it could be gun. It's the same thing.
All right, let's play it again. Let's play it again. Here we go.
Different camps. Go with our biggest gun.
No, it's go. It's go. Definitely. It's the accent.
Go with our biggest gun.
Go with our biggest gun. Go with our biggest
gun. Do you hear gun on the end at all?
Oh, biggest gun. Oh, I gun. See what you're saying. Oh, okay.
No, our biggest gun.
With our biggest gun. No, with our biggest gun.
Gee, I can hear both gun and con, depending on what I listen for.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway.
Either way,
it's the same thing.
It's just the same thing. Okay. Two more reversals to play, and then I want to...
Talk about a big gun, though, seriously, if it happens to be gun or con, it doesn't matter. This is going to really have ramifications for life as we knew it and life as we have yet to know it. This is going to go on for a long time.
Yep. Okay. Next one. I'll make this the last one. This is the last one.
So I cannot.
But you know that that's not fabricated, Ambassador, right?
It's very
unfortunate. You know that that's not fabricated.
It's very unfortunate. I think it's very unfortunate. It's immoral to take advantage of any particular family situation.
Rome is there and to show fire.
Rome is there and to show fire.
Rome is there and to show fire. Rome is there and to show fire.
In other words, we're here. We're taking over the world, and we just watch. Here we come. Okay. Conclusions. America and the world was attacked by China. It was a premeditated attack on the entire world. Joe Biden took an oath of office to protect and defend the United States. What would have America done if when Pearl Harbor was attacked, Roosevelt just sat back and thought, oh, maybe we can get some better trade deals with Japan. And look, let's just issue everyone with body armor just in case they attack us again. Because that's effectively what America has done. That's exactly what America has done. Oh, we'll give you some face masks. We'll give you some vaccine. You know, we're just social distance. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. You know, we're getting on with China. They're good guys. Joe Biden, you should be at the very least sanctioning China. You should be demanding trillions of dollars of reparations. You should have your bloody warships surrounding their country. They attacked you. They attacked America. You took an oath of office. Obey that oath. There we go. That's my message to Joe Biden.
He deserves that and a lot more. Well said. And he's a traitor. He's a fraud. Obviously. Brain dead.
Yeah.
The guy in the mansion about a mile away from the White House, Barack Hussein Obama, or Barry Satoru, is the guy who's running the show. He's the puppeteer manipulating Biden, as everybody knows. But here, let me read this, David, and I think I did send it to you. I don't know if you had a chance to read it or not. It's the last half of a short speech by the vice chairman of the CCP PLA military. This is 2005. Do you remember this?
No. Read it.
All right. You're going to be shocked.
Okay.
Would the United States allow us to go out to gain new living space for our people? First, if the United States is firm in blocking us, it is hard for us to do anything significant to Taiwan and some other countries. Second, even if we could snatch some land from Taiwan, Vietnam, India, or even Japan, how much more living space can we get? Very trivial. Only countries like the United States, Canada, and Australia have the vast land to serve our need for mass colonization. Therefore, solving the, quote, issue of America, end quote, is the key to solving all other issues. First, this makes it possible for us to have many of our people migrate there and even establish another China under the same leadership of the CCP. America was originally discovered by the ancestors of the yellow race, but Columbus gave credit to the white race. We, the descendants of the Chinese nation, are entitled to possession of that land. It is historical destiny that China and the United States will come into unavoidable confrontation on a narrow path and will fight. In the long run, the relationship of China and the United States is one of a life and death struggle. Of course, right now is not the time to openly break up with them. Our reform and opening to the outside world still relies on their capital and technology. We still need America. Therefore, we must do everything we can to promote our relationship with America, learn from America in all aspects, and use America as an example to reconstruct our country. Only by using special means to, quote, clean up, end quote, America, will we be able to lead the Chinese people over there. Only by using non-destructive weapons that can kill many people will we be able to reserve America for ourselves. There has been rapid development of modern biological technology, and new bioweapons have been invented one after the other. Of course, we have not been idle, and in the past years, we have seized the opportunity to master weapons of this kind. We are now capable of achieving our purpose of, quote, cleaning out America all of a sudden.
Yeah.
When Comrade Xiaoping was still with us, the Party Central Committee had the perspicacity to make the right decision not to develop big aircraft carrier attack groups and focused instead on developing lethal bioweapons that can eliminate mass populations of the enemy country. Biological weapons are unprecedented in their ruthlessness, but if the Americans do not die, then the Chinese have to die. If the Chinese people are strapped to the present land, a total societal collapse is bound to take place. According to the computations by the author of Yellow Peril, more than half of the Chinese will die, and that figure would be about 800 million people. Just after the liberation led by Communist Chairman Mao, our yellow land supported nearly 500 million people. While today, the official figure of the population is more than 1.3 billion. This yellow land has reached the limit of its capacity. One day, who knows how soon it will come, the great collapse will occur, and more than half of the population will have to go. It is indeed brutal to kill 1 or 200 million Americans, but that is the only path that will secure a Chinese century, a century in which the CCP leads the world. We, as revolutionary humanitarians, do not want death. However, if history confronts us with a choice between death of Chinese and those of Americans, we'd have to pick the latter, because for us, it is more important to safeguard the lives of the Chinese people and the life of our party.
Yeah.
The last problem I want to talk about is of firmly seizing the preparations for military battle. The Central Committee believes as long as we resolve the United States problem at one blow, our domestic problems will all be readily solved. Therefore, our military battle preparation appears to aim at Taiwan, but in fact is aimed at the United States.
Yeah.
There you go.
There it all is. There it all is. It's happening now.
That's 16 years ago, David.
Yeah, I know. It took them 16 years to plan. Like you say, they're meticulous. So, planned for a long, long time. What is happening? It's happening right now. And everyone's been conned and fooled. You might tell, I haven't written my chapter on the vaccine yet. That's my next chapter. I'm writing Fauci chapter right now. They've just gone. Look, I don't know what to say. Reversals say it all. America is under attack. Joe Biden's oath of office is to protect and defend the United States.
He's part of it.
Doing that.
He's involved.
Of course he is. Of course he is. Part of me thinks this whole society has to go and a new one rise. And personally, I think that's what we're headed for ultimately. I think it's too late to stop this. I mean, you know.
Oh, it's loose. No, it's out. Yeah, it's out. Unless somehow the spike proteins diminish and become less effective and eventually are wiped out, which I don't see happening, because the human body, no matter which vaccine you get, is being turned into a spike protein factory. Nonstop production by your body's cells of spike proteins, which go out and roam the body. They have great affinity for the heart and circulatory system. They ruin the blood, and they love the brain. They go right into the brain. So there you go.
For heaven's sakes, folks, don't get the vaccine and even don't get tested. The test itself is a weapon. What is it?
Correct.
Methylene oxide on the tips of the, I think, what is it? Anyway, whatever it is. Don't even get tested. look, it's too late to stop it. It's inevitable what's going to happen. All I can say to everyone is get prepared yourself. Okay, get ready for 2 or 3 years at least. Water, food, gold, provisions. Stock up. If you haven't
bullets.
Stocked up, you must go and do it. You must.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
These dark times are not over. There is more coming.
Here's a nurse, David, and the item you were talking about is ethylene oxide. It's
a
very
strong
carcinogen.
Oh, can you send me that video? I was trying to find that this morning. Can you send that to me? You
sure.
Got that?
Yeah.
Here,
I'll play
know the one
just a little
about,
bit of it.
Right? Yeah,
it's
talk a little
bit.
It's
a nurse.
Yeah.
Very, very compelling.
Yeah, please send me that link, Jeff. I want it.
You got it.
Okay.
Hi, this is Cassandra S. Dunn, your favorite registered nurse, coming to you live from an undisclosed location. I just wanted to let everybody know that not only am I a registered nurse for several decades, almost three, I'm also a certified federal medical investigator. I am bringing you today information about the swab that is used to test for the current claimed pandemic. Facebook took down my previous video, just happened to disappear, so I'm bringing you another one. I'm also going to transfer this video to my website, purplelionproject.com, as soon as I'm done so that it's not disappeared again. So the swabs that are used for testing I have two of them here, made by different manufacturers. The first one is made by Ninbo HLS Medical Products, and it's made in China. On it, it says sterile/EO. Keep that in mind, because I'm going to give additional information what the EO stands for. Here's the other one. This one is made by MiraClean Technology, and this is also made in China.
Of course it is.
It also says sterile/EO. So these are two different swabs that are used deep into the nasal cavity, halfway up to your skull, to test for the current pandemic. Don't want to say the name of it because I don't want to get banned again from Facebook. So what is EO? EO stands for ethylene oxide. So these swabs are saturated with, coated with EO, ethylene oxide. So what is ethylene oxide? Per the United States Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA classified ethylene oxide as a human carcinogen in December 2016. The EPA, as well as the International Agency for Research on Cancer and the National Toxicology Program, classifies ethylene oxide as a carcinogen to humans. Evidence in humans indicates that exposure to ethylene oxide by inhalation increases the risk of lymphoma cancers, myelomas, and leukemias, and for females, breast cancer. Ethylene oxide is mutagenic, which means it can change the DNA in your cells. Children may be more susceptible to the harmful effects of mutagenic substances.
That's a, remember the, stop it, I think you've said.
It also states here that acute inhalation exposure of workers to high levels of ethylene oxide has resulted in nausea, vomiting, neurological disorders, bronchitis, pulmonary edema, and emphysema. Some evidence exists indicating that inhalation exposure to ethylene oxide can cause an increased rate of miscarriages in female workers.
Okay, we'll stop it right there. The video will be up in headlines here. I've just sent it to David as well. Another courageous, heroic nurse. Congratulations to her. This was just declared a carcinogen 5 years ago, okay? 2016. They, the government of this country, knew when they imported these swabs, two different companies from China made these swabs, both with EO on them, ethylene oxide. I've seen six different companies that have made these swabs with nanotech in them. We've seen the little black fibers that move when you breathe on them, for example, with heat and moisture. They move. They're machines. So you've got the nanotech machines. Now you've got a carcinogen. These have all been dunked in this ethylene oxide. This is all, David, this is all so satanically, luciferianly evil. It's incredible. The Chinese are fully involved, but so is this alleged government. They let this crap in here.
I know.
They're allowing it in here. They know.
Yeah, I know. I know. This is the last days, Jeff. It really is.
And the end of the line for a lot of people, I'm afraid. And it seems to me that the Chinese are looking at Australia more and more, for sure, as well. 80% the landmass of China and only 30 million people in Australia. And the Chinese have 1.4 billion and they're out of room. And Australia is full of natural resources that haven't even been touched yet. So I don't know what's going to happen, but clearly these are momentous times. David, you're right.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. I'll bring you another good program next week, too.
Well, I don't know how you're going to shock us any more than this one.
I don't know where I can top this one.
I'll send you the links as soon as I have them. I'll post them at rents.com as well, so you all can share them.
And if you get that preface to me ASAP, because the publisher wants this book going to press by the end of next week, okay?
So. I'll work on it, yeah. Okay.
Okay. Thanks,
man. Thanks, David.
All right. Okay, bye. See ya.
Just amazing, an amazing display, accent and all, of reverse speech, revealing the truth. This guy, his subconscious is just telling the truth. That's what the subconscious does. And you just heard it. And we'll be back tomorrow night.